The rules for short-term rentals in Boston could soon change. The city council scheduled to vote today whether to impose new regulations on rentals through platforms such as Airbnb. The latest version of the city ordinance does not include a cap on the number of days owner-occupied or owner-adjacent units can be rented, and that was something that Mayor Walsh had proposed. Joining us to talk about this is City Councilor Michelle Wu, who's been pushing for increasing these regulations. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you expecting today? Will there be a contentious vote, do you think, by the council?
I think we'll see several votes, actually. My sense is that there is consensus for what is coming out of committee today that you described, but there will be several amendments filed from the floor, and we'll have votes on each of those before then voting on the entire package. So depending on which of the amendments survives and fails, that could affect the final vote.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you're referring to not including the cap on the number of days for owner-occupied or owner-adjacent units, and that was something that Mayor Walsh had proposed. Why did the council decide that that would not be included?
That came out of the committee process, which was led by our Government Operations Committee Chair, Michael Flaherty, whose difficult job is to weigh the opinions of various councilors and their constituents and districts. His sense was that there was a majority of the council that did not wish to see a cap on those owner occupants of 2 and 3 families for the extra unit. However, we may see an amendment come from the floor to try and reinstate that. We have also, I've heard there might be attempts to move the owner-adjacent eligibility up from not just a 3-family, but up to a building with more units than that, or amendments to change the structure and framework of the ordinance altogether.
Is the ordinance that you expect to be voting on today one you wanted?
Yes. I think it's urgent and past due for Boston to have regulations in place for short-term rentals. This is an industry that has changed dramatically since its original intent of home sharing and allowing people to use the extra bedroom in their home. There's a very significant presence in Boston of corporations that are running de facto hotels out of our residential housing stock, and we have 3 times the density of that, those investor-type units downtown, compared to cities even like New York. So to have some rules in place closing those corporate loopholes is very important. The ordinance only specifies that owner occupants are essentially the sole operators allowed in Boston, with the exception of this owner adjacent unit. Otherwise, you have to be the person living in that unit to put it up on a platform. And there are various enforcement mechanisms. The city will be setting up a database to kind of link up our assessing records with our rental registration database, with other information that the platforms are asked to share with Boston. And the platforms will then be asked to scrub listings from their sites that do not have a registration number that has been given to that operator through the inspectional services process with the city. Other cities already have provisions like this in place. And so if we see large corporations, we'll be able to catch it from a number of different ways, whether it's looking at the database and seeing multiple names or addresses associated with the same listings, or even just the simple presence of a listing without a registration number.
If this passes, how do you think it will affect the city's housing market?
The estimate is that several thousand units that are currently on Airbnb and similar platforms as, you know, de facto hotels will return to the market. We're not sure, because it is a slightly different situation once someone has bought all the furniture to offer a furnished apartment compared to someone looking for a long-term tenant. So there will be time for transition and adjustment, but the expectation is that several thousand units will come back to long-term housing. And that, for me, the bigger point is that this stems the conversion and displacement of tenants moving forward. We are continuing to see new developments and new buildings go up in Boston, and each time, sometimes multiple floors or entire buildings of these new developments are being turned into hotels through Airbnb and short-term rentals. This will stop that flow and return those, or create those housing units specifically for residents and renters in Boston.
Okay. Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Great to talk with you.